Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Happy Friday, 6:24, Cincinnati's Q102. We're going to see some sunshine a little bit later, high 36. Just a heads up, 71 southbound closed at Pfeiffer. Tori, I'll have more than that, more on that in just a minute. But let's start with some E! News, Jen.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Elon Musk getting COVID and where he got it, George Clooney and his history of not having a great time with children, or do you want to do Bernie Sanders?
We'll just start with Bernie. Let's go with Bernie. Yeah, there's a trading card company. You're probably familiar with it if you know anything about baseball cards. Tops. And it's turning Bernie Sanders' Inauguration Day meme into a baseball card. Or a collectible card, you know. I guess it's since he isn't actually playing a sport, he's just sitting in a chair trying to keep warm. And probably people in Vermont would say that that is a sport because it gets a little bit cold up there. So this is a limited edition card. It's going to be available for $9.99, and if you want one, you're going to have to order yours by next Thursday. Several other inauguration cards are available, including Lady Gaga and young poet Amanda Gorman. Collectible cards, if they aren't your thing. Another company has turned Bernie into a bobblehead. One of those is going to run you $25. Like the cards, several other characters are available, including Joe Biden and his dogs, Champ and Major.
That's fun.
It is fun.
I was telling you guys a little bit in our Facebook Live video, the mittens that Bernie Sanders had on, they are huge, but evidently he has been wearing them for years. And there was a teacher from Vermont that made them for him. And now, like, her email has crashed. Like, so many people are wanting those mittens that she has become, like, kind of like a new brand, like, on her own.
Right.
Even though he's been wearing them for years, it's like now people are like, I gotta have those.
I just remember having that style when I was a kid, and you could not get anything done with those mittens on.
Yeah.
No.
It's like totally ineffective, even for sledding.
And making,
I mean, anything.
Making snowballs.
Snowballs, no.
That's why they invented the one where you could pull it back and your fingers are there so that you could actually function.
Yeah.
But how hilarious, though. But awesome for that teacher.
Oh, heck yeah.
Let me make him bank.
That's great. So the red Diet Coke button. Do you remember this in the Oval Office? President Trump had a red button and he would hit it and someone would bring him, a butler would bring him a Diet Coke. Apparently, this button has been in the Oval Office forever. Barack Obama used it to have tea delivered. It goes back decades, I guess, that almost every president used this button. Well, President Biden has removed it.
What did Clinton use it for?
What do you mean that he's removed it? Does he not drink anything?
I mean, he could have had anything delivered.
Tito's and tonic.
Right.
Boom, there you go.
I mean, and something other than maybe popcorn.
Yeah.
Just whatever floats your boat. But yes, that button is not.
Aww.
I don't know. He did a complete makeover and the button did not make it. So it's out. But you bring up Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle photobombed a couple's wedding last week at a hotel in Austin because he is there with Joe Rogan, and they've been doing some socially distant stand-up shows at a place called Stubbs Amphitheater in Austin. First one was Wednesday night, supposed to be four more, but they have been canceled because Dave Chappelle has tested positive for COVID.
Do we know how he's doing?
He's quarantining. He hasn't shown any symptoms yet, but earlier this week, he posed for a picture with Elon Musk, Grimes, and Joe Rogan. So, yeah, people are a little...
He's a little concerned. He's in the same boat. Well, those guys are in the same boat as you were in.
Right.
You know, just like, oh, God, we saw that person.
Yep.
Who has it now. Let's go get the test.
Yep.
Let's sit and wait.
Yep.
So we haven't heard from any of those folks yet?
We have not heard from any of those folks yet. Nope.
All right. There's your E! News. We'll have more coming up in a little bit. Good morning, Patrick. What's up? How's your Friday going?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Awesome. You ready to play?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, because we want to send you to Bridal Rama to taste cake. It is the best part, right?
Of course.
So here we go. Which one is real? Is it A, a woman in Florida arrested at Walmart for licking bathroom doorknobs? Is it B, a naked man in Florida steals a police car and crashes it in the woods? Or C, topless woman kicked out of restaurant after begging customers to motorboat her?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and guess if their streak is running hot, I'm going to go with Florida Man.
Florida Man, you are correct. It is the man in Florida.
I can't believe you didn't believe C, Tim. I've seen that happen.
No, like, I believe C. Oh, the other two I had flaws with.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't believe. I'm like, I think I've seen that in Covington at a few select
yeah, motorboat me.
Yeah, / bars.
Yeah, I figured if it was Florida, it would have been in a swamp, not the woods.
Or the Walmart,
true.
You know.
Yeah. All right, well, Patrick, you're the winner.
Fantastic. That makes me really happy since I just recently got engaged 3 weeks ago. So
congratulations.
Patrick, you totally have to go with her to Bridalrama. It is a groom's dream.
And I hear there's beer, too, right?
Yeah, they do have beer there. Good. You have to buy it, but you
know. That's fine. Sheriff's deputy in Jacksonville, Florida, saw a naked man on the side of the interstate yesterday morning, so he pulled over to help him out, see what was up. He left his car running and unlocked, and the naked guy pushed past him, hopped in the police cart, and drove off. And then the naked guy almost immediately crashed into the woods. He was arrested, taken to the hospital as a precaution. No word on why he was naked.
Naked driving is hard.
I'll take your word for that. Someone was in, what was your car? Your IROC, your Camaro IROC?
I had a Camaro.
But what was the model?
Berlinetta.
The Berlinetta.
Yeah.
So you drove that naked at some point?
Oh, sure. Regular. What else is there to do in a small town?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.